For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is hitting the campaign trail again, not for himself, but for fellow Democrats. He's given a speech in Orange County, California, urging Democrats to get registered and vote in the November election. He gave the crowd a pep talk.
Are you ready to get to work? Are you ready to get to work?
Mr. Obama appeared alongside seven Democrats in California who are trying to win House seats currently held by Republicans.
I am absolutely confident these candidates are going to win. And if these candidates win, I am absolutely confident that Washington will start working better.
Vice President Mike Pence says he's disappointed to see Obama campaigning because he says Americans rejected his policies in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Labor Department's jobs report for August comes in better than expected. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Analysts had forecast that the report from the government would show 195,000 new jobs created, but the economy, according to that government report, in fact added 6,000 more than that, 201,000 in August, while the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Analysts had expected the jobless rate to fall to an 18-year low of 3.8%. The biggest gains in new jobs were in professional and business services, as well as health care. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence has weakened into a tropical storm, but will likely strengthen again into a major hurricane in the coming days. Florence is more than 1,600 miles from the East Coast and has weakened to a tropical storm with 65 mile per hour winds. The storm should regain major hurricane intensity by early next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The UN ambassador has plenty to say to Iran and Russia about supporting Syria. USA's Robin Walensky has the story.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A fast-growing wildfire has spread to 24,000 acres in Northern California, and fire crews have not yet been able to get a handle on it. The Delta Fire is largely confined within the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Redding. Officials fear it will expand eastward and merge with the Hertz Fire, which is mostly contained but has burned more than 45,000 acres. The sheriff's office said numerous structures are threatened by the fire, and at least three homes have been damaged or destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, was closed overnight around Redding, where the car fire burned 229,000 acres and over 1,000 residences just a month ago. Some truckers had to unhitch their trailers and left them on the freeway to escape. The Forest Service said flames as tall as 300 feet were reported along the freeway.